Thank you and good morning. The driver of a Jeep Cherokee who was driving from the King Salmon on-ramp onto the northbound lanes of Highway 101 struck and killed a pedestrian in the early morning hours on Wednesday. According to the CHP, the pedestrian is suspected of having run into the path of the vehicle and was hit by the front left side of the Jeep as the driver took evasive action. The pedestrian suffered major injuries and later died at the hospital as a result of those injuries. The next of kin of the deceased has been identified and will be notified of the death by the coroner's office. Federal lawmakers want to expand background checks for potential buyers of firearms, and former North Coast Congressman Mike Thompson has teamed up with New York Representative Peter King to bring the bill to the floor of Congress. The bill would expand all existing background checks required before a commercial gun purchase can be made, and now would include sales made at gun shows over the internet or through classified ads. Currently, those venues are exempt from the background checks, and the bill would close the loopholes, which allow those who are prohibited from owning or possessing firearms due to criminal convictions to purchase them. Thompson said in a statement that background checks are the first line of defense in efforts to keep guns from criminals, domestic abusers, and the mentally ill. Daycare center workers in California will be required to be vaccinated if a bill introduced into the legislature is passed. Senate Bill 792 would require that anyone who works at a family daycare or child care center be vaccinated for measles, pertussis, and the flu, among others. The bill is in response to a measles outbreak that sickened hundreds of residents in California after a traveler to Disneyland exposed thousands of people at the park. The bill will also specify that those daycare and child care workers must comply with broader recommendations for adult immunizations. Currently, there are no immunization requirements for daycare workers in the state. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 34-year-old Seth Morton Jr. and two other men wanted in connection with a home invasion and robbery attempt at a residence on Island Mountain early Tuesday morning. Morton was identified as one of the suspects by his mother and stepfather, the victims in the attack, and after he and two other suspects fled the scene, they were forced to abandon their vehicle after a neighbor blocked the roadway. Morton is suspected of having fired off a round from a handgun while fleeing the residence, while another man connected with the incident has been taken into custody. 34-year-old Brett Swartzel was located later Tuesday morning and arrested and booked into county jail. Anyone with information about Morton or the other suspect is asked to contact authorities. There is a new federal courthouse in Humboldt County, and on Friday morning at 10:30, local, state, and federal officials will formally open the new facility, which is located in the Airport Business Park in McKinleyville. The new building replaces the 100-year-old courthouse in Eureka that was damaged in the 2010 earthquake. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg will join judges and officials from the United States District Court for Northern California at the ceremony. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Captain Steve Watson of the Eureka Police Department visited Talk Shop this week, and the talk turned to efforts to combat crime issues in the city and what the department is doing and what the community can do to address those issues. Watson, along with fellow Captain Brian Stevens, have held two community meetings in the past weeks to gather public input, and Watson said the residents want... Watson and fellow Captain Brian Stevens have held two community meetings in the past 2 weeks to gather public input. Watson said that residents want to help.
You know, I think what we're really seeing is an increase in the sense of partnership between our community and the police department. You know, people want to help. And you look at some community groups like what they've done with the Jefferson Project. To me, I'm seeing an upswell in the sense of community.
Watson said that the issues facing Eureka aren't unique and they will take a community effort to fix.
These issues like homelessness and, you know, the crime problems, they're not just a police department problem. They're a larger community problem. They're a county problem. They're a problem that we're all facing, and any solutions are going to come from teamwork and partnership and not just one entity shouldering the whole burden.
The city has opened discussions with the county about strategies to address homelessness and the focus on crime prevention, particularly since the murder of Father Eric Fried in January of 2014, that spurred city residents to take an active role in assisting the police department. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.